The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome back to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Daikin, Goodman, and Amana brands. Today, I'm so excited. We have with us Alicia Centeno, the National Daikin Brand Manager. Alicia, thank you so much for coming here and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk today about the value of the DCP program. And you know, the first thing I want to ask is there a specific type of contractor that would benefit the most from being a DCP?
Absolutely. The program is designed for what we call innovators, trendsetters, futurists. We're eyeballing contractors that get it and understand how to embrace and position an innovative product in their marketplace. Now, as you know, all of our marketplaces are unique in this beautiful North America territory. And so honing in on that particular contractor that understands how to go to market quickly, using their marketing tactics, knowing how to communicate that in the home, that's the contractor that we're looking for. And that's the one that will benefit immediately from embracing everything that's within our Daikin Comfort Pro program.
So it's interesting, you used a lot of great words there, right? You used the trendsetter, the innovator, looking for these contractors that are really leading the industry that are out there. What does that really mean to you? If you had to dissect those words, that innovator, that trendsetter, what does that really mean?
Well, it really means a very specialized and special contractor. They've taken the time to meticulously build their business with that latest and greatest, best technology. And what in alignment that means in this day and age is high efficiency. And high efficiency nowadays doesn't necessarily mean a high SEER rating because of inverter technology. So honing in on that innovator, that trendsetter, they're setting the pace. They want to take advantage of being the first, what we call a first mover advantage in their market. Communicating, understanding, targeting consciously and intently, that's customer that's also looking for the same. And when you look down at it from an innovative perspective, in what I like to refer to from our diffusion curve of innovation, which is a great steer for us as a technology company, we're consciously looking for that 2.5%, give or take, of the market for those that want to embrace it immediately and be the first, again, as we had talked about.
Okay. So kind of the first one to the plate, I mean, they're obviously going to get to have the most opportunity as that becomes more and more normalized throughout the industry as they're leading the industry constantly and moving forward. So if they truly are an innovator and a trendsetter, why does a manufacturer like Daikin need to offer a dealer program to help these innovators and trendsetters? Aren't they themselves leading in their own entire market? Why does the manufacturer have to put together a program?
Yeah, absolutely. The number one reason that any manufacturer, for that matter, especially one like Daikin, is to create a sense of loyalty with these contractors. At some certain point, as the product and innovation starts to get adoption, you get a lot more different profiles saying yes to it as it gets more popular. And you get a lot more Me Toos out there, other manufacturers that are deciding to duplicate or replicate the technology that we have. So we consciously build a program that is designed to grow with that specific business, that contractor who's out there mindful of that. And depending upon the size of that business can vary what's all in this incredibly robust program for our Daikin Comfort Pros.
So, I mean, what are some of the components of that program? What is the best program that you have within the DCP program that a contractor should participate in, and why?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that is a very meticulous question that we love for our sales team. We have it in sales army, actually, as they go out there and they're honing in and profiling and identifying these contractors that are those trendsetters. There are certain behavioral things we look for. There are certain disciplines and practices that they have. So we consciously have went out and reached out to them to say, hey, what do you find of value? So voice of customer is very big with us, by the way. So we took that survey results from the focus group, blended it with our own knowings, our industry knowledge, our access to the different places that we have that we resource this, and we put together this program. Now, I would say that probably the number one thing that can be used by any contractor of any size is our accrual funds. It is an amazing program. It is the industry leading still to this day with our accrual rates that are untouched by any manufacturer out there. So any contractor, big or small, depending on the volume, whether you're a $1 million, $20 million, or $40 million company, there is a lot to be said with that and using those funds to invest in your business as you continue to grow and keeping that first mover advantage in your market, that innovative approach and communicating that and constantly reinforcing it.
So do you have an example of how a contractor would leverage those accrual funds that they've earned to help them maintain that innovator status in their marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many different technologies nowadays, such as digital marketing, right? You wanting to stay number one on Google search and all the other search capabilities that are out there with the different search engines. So that would be a great place. We do have meticulously, mindfully selected preferred vendors that we work with that understand the needs of our contractors. Because we sit down with them. We discuss what their needs are, and we design programs just for them through this accrual fund program. And even more so, out of pocket in some cases, because there's a direct pay relationship with these preferred vendors. So going back to your question, and I know there's just so much going on and exciting, but yes, that is one of the craftful ways that they can do that. Lead gen. We're very big on lead gen advertising, traditional and digital. There's so many opportunities out there. Outdoor advertising. We do similar one-offs with certain companies that come to us and they want to get creative. Per se, let's say they want to do a training lab in their building, or they want a retail space where they can have customers come in off the street to walk through a beautiful showroom that's displaying our technology.
So if a contractor can come to you with a plan, is there anything that you would say no to as far as if they wanted to use their accrual funds to help with that lead generation, to help with the transaction, to help with maybe even just developing the capabilities of their people? Is there anything that you would say no to?
There are. I mean, there. We all have our limitations, right? So if we do find ourselves in that position, we exhaust to the no, is what I'll say. I'll reach out. They'll reach out to us. We have communications, we talk, we pull in the TSMs, we pull in the distributor if needed to exhaust to that no. So we're always looking for something, any way we can say yes to. So there isn't anything that comes to mind that a smart business owner, because again, we're talking about innovators that understand their market. So we're always willing to listen for that yes to promote.
And would you say that the consumer buying behaviors are shifting today from where they were maybe even just 5 years ago?
I would say yes. There's so many different environmental forces that are influencing that very savvy searcher of Google. We've got so many PhDs in Google University nowadays, right? They all know more than the contractor, at least I think so. Once they get one of ours, like a Daifukan Comfort Pro that has been trained properly, that understands how to position and communicate through all the training, all the education, all the information that we provide for them, those especially that are certified through our program, there is so much opportunity for the homeowner to think they know more, which is why we have to stay in beat with our innovators.
Okay. So we kind of talked about the best program that you have in the DCP program. Mm-hmm. What do you believe is the one DCP program that all dealers need to use?
Oof. All of them. Absolutely, I'm going to say that because there's so much energy and thought process that we put into every single program. That said, I would back a little bit off from that statement in saying it depends upon the size of that business, what their business model is. For instance, we have a retail-minded contractor who gets it. They will be able to use our instant rebates promotions. They'll be able to use our consumer financing buy-down because they're offering financing with every single transaction in the home. We have spiffs because they have a nice sales force, a salesman, that want to get that added income into their monthly, you know, revenue, or I'm sorry, their paycheck. So, gosh, it depends upon their size, really. We rely upon our sales team to align those right programs. So maximizing it, because not a lot of them have the know-how. And that's where our TSMs, our RSDs, our distributors, our entire network is there to support that DCP as they embrace all of the programs that we have to offer them. So, I validate that by saying there's so much that they can do to position our innovative products, such is fit.
So I guess kind of switching gears, why would a homeowner want to utilize a DCP for their home comfort needs?
The specialty, the specialization, the training, the meticulous energy that we at Daikin put into that contractor to stay ahead in their markets. And we spend a lot of time, voice of customer, you heard me say that before. It's probably the number one way in which we stay in alignment with what's happening in the markets, what's happening with our DCPs, and we respond to that pretty quickly. While we do pride ourselves in being proactive, because we also have our other sources of research, they're a big, big influencer in what's happening within the program. It's their program. We've designed it for them, and we will continue to.
So when a homeowner buys from a DCP, they're going to get peace of mind in the fact that the equipment's going to do what they said it's going to do. They're going to know that that equipment's going to last as long as it possibly can last. They're going to know that they're going to get the best possible pricing and the best possible programs for affordability. They know that they're going to have somebody that's going to really take the time to ask the questions and really engineer that system for the homeowner to meet all of their needs instead of just going in there and maybe putting a Band-Aid on the problems that they have.
Absolutely, and that's one of the mindful ways in which we do approach training our contractors. It's about the comfort. Mm-hmm. It's about making sure that we're doing right by the homeowner and their awareness and knowledge of all those other factors that are happening that they aren't or maybe aware of. For instance, you know, we've got the government, we've got the Department of Energy that are very big influencers in how and what and where, for instance, efficiency, as we move forward in trying to create a better environment, preserving our world, sustainability. Daikin is all about those things, and we have that covered through all of our training that we offer our DCPs. So we hope that that homeowner has that confidence and awareness that when they do call one of our DCPs, that they have that backing them when they walk in the door.
So there's a lot of headwinds in our industry today, right? We've got all of these changes with refrigerants. Mm-hmm. We've got the heat pump challenges that are out there, the cold weather, cold climate heat pump challenges that are out there. We've got efficiency standards that have been kind of rewritten, and so we've got that to adhere to and trying to understand how we can better decarbonize as we look at everything that's going on out there. As we look more and more at that, more and more contractors are going to need to embrace innovation, right? This is not the same HVAC world of 10 years ago, and those changes are accelerating faster and faster and faster. What part of the DC program do you believe do we have yet to see? So what are some of you, what's your vision for the future of the DCP program as we look at innovation and everything that's happening?
That's a great question. That's a loaded question, by the way. So for our Daikin Comfort Pros, one of the mindful things that we have in how we're going to be approaching the future as it relates to innovation and when that HVAC contractor should make the decision to embrace or adopt it. It used to be that there was a choice, right? I mean, when you reflect back a little bit in the years past, it was a conscious decision if they wanted to move forward with that new product, for instance. I believe that we are in a place where what has been is turning into what will be. And it's not if they should, but when. And the when is now. There's so much influence with what innovation is doing, with what the Department of Energy is looking to do to preserve the world we live in for our children, per se, and decarbonization, electrification. We hear these terms, but what does it really mean to us as innovators of technology in home comfort? And those are the things that we're mindfully, skillfully working with our contractors to design that they go to market with in their business model. So when I say business model, it's how they're compacting, organizing, restructuring, in essence, in most cases, their business, that they will embrace high efficiency and be proactive. Because we've got, for instance, like cloud services, right? That makes them in that proactive state. So changing an old business that they used to run in to effectively and profitably align themselves with pulling in high efficiency with cloud services and everything else that we're going to be coming up with to preserve our future is now, absolutely now. And the consciousness of the Daikin Comfort Pro program will continue to do that.
Alicia, thank you so much for joining us today. I really do appreciate you coming here. Do you have any final last thoughts for our guests and our viewers?
No, just thanks for having me, and we look forward to hearing from you in embracing if you are a trendsetter, a futurist, or an innovator. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Alicia.